to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. This is Kevin, your host. True Wealth, as always, is brought to you by Coins Plus in Spokane, Washington. Coins Plus is, has, and I hope always will be your full-service rare coin and precious metals broker-dealer depository service. That basically means that you can kind of go anywhere on the web. That's our new shopping existence, which is kind of sad in a way, isn't it? But you can go out and look at anybody anywhere, and they have a variety of niches. There's a lot of niches in our industry. We actually handle them all. And it doesn't mean that we're, involved with many things and haven't mastered any of them. It's sort of the opposite. We have a tremendous staff, an extensive amount of experience, and we are nationally competitive in every area imaginable. Believe it or not, that is true. And so there's, like I said, coins, collections, estates, accumulations. I've mentioned within a reasonable area, we will travel. I've gotten a couple calls on that lately. Haven't had a chance to call the people back. If one of them's a listener, I apologize. I'll be getting back to you soon. But we buy. That's what we live to do. This is an odd business. You don't just, if you run Nordstrom's, you call your supplier and you order 38 of this T-shirt and 27 of those pants and 13 of those shoes, and you put them in inventory and then you sell them. In our business, we're active both directions, the buying and the selling. We provide the service and we keep it coming back. I guess it's sort of like a microcosmic real estate market. I like to think of coins and precious metals as titleless real estate. Real estate without a title. It's transportable. It's anonymous. It's liquid. It's immediately recognizable anywhere in the world at any time. That's a pretty weird concept when you think about it. How many universal languages, how many universal products, I'll call it a universal language, exist globally? Every single person on earth has the same appreciation for gold and silver and numismatic coins as everyone else. It's an absolute special arena. In fact, in a way, as I've said, those items which are biblically attributed as true wealth, gold, silver, livestock, real estate, human life, precious stones, those all have a universally recognized and accepted value everywhere you go. Think about it. Precious metals, everywhere you go. Gold and silver, livestock. Obviously, that's a no-brainer. Everybody, there's all kinds of valuations in it's life. It's God's life. Life creates life. Life feeds life, For years and years, we use livestock for power. That's where we get the crazy term horsepower. Don't ask me what that, I know what a horsepower is, but I don't know how they equate it to a horse. But the thing about it is, our primary form of power, we had the horse-drawn carriage. We go all the way back to chariots. We've got oxen in the field, plowing the field, donkeys to transport, in odd, tougher areas. And on I go. They still use a lot of this in certain parts of the world because there's no way to access certain areas of the world without it. Steep, ragged, rugged areas, small trails, things like that. There's also a lot of areas that still use livestock for that. And of course, livestock provides us food, which is a very important aspect of our lives. Some people don't believe in eating meat. I do. I think there's a balance. I think there's some interesting things in the Bible about vegetarianism. When you look at the book of Daniel, the diet of Daniel, when they were giving the young men the king's rich diet, they called it, and he said, hey, let us just eat vegetables and drink water, and then we'll compete against them, and they basically won. I do believe the human body runs a lot better on that stuff. There's many things in the book of Proverbs I was reading, I believe, last night in either 23 or 24, where it refers to the gluttonous eaters of meat. Very interesting concept that the Bible discusses meat as a form of gluttony. Isn't that interesting? It was talking about, there was some other, the gluttonous, you know, consumers of alcohol. So there is some biblical precedent to the fact that meat is a questionable area. And I, as usual, I didn't intend to go down this road, but I will tell you folks that red meat and dairy products are pretty tough on you. Dairy is something that, like I said, I didn't intend to go into this, but you need to look into dairy. Dairy, you know, people will drink dairy all the time. They're stuffed up. Their ears are plugged up. They've got all kinds of issues. I just ran in. I was dealing with a guy here a while ago. I was trying to talk to, 56 years old, all kinds of sinus and ear problems, and he drinks dairy milk every day and hasn't put two and two together. And why? Because the absolute massive marketing campaign that's gone behind it to tell us it's the greatest thing there is. They say it's a billion-dollar marketing industry. They've put over $1 billion into, say, milk. It does the body good. The way that cattle digest milk, calves, they have four stomachs. It's the protein structure does not work with us, and it's something you should take a close look at. Not to mention the fact that the extraction of it, the milking system, is pretty rough on those poor cows. They get severe infections in their udder, and they pump them full of antibiotics to prevent infection, which guess who gets those? That's us. We get to drink them. They pump them full of hormones to make them stronger and to produce more. Guess who drinks that? We do. In fact, out of my area in Montana, I grew up in the early 80s. A lot of the high school students that graduated through about 1985 or so, there was such a barrage of these guys that went on to play in the NFL, even the NBA, just phenomenal athletes. A good friend of mine back in the 90s, there was a show called American Gladiators. All these really buffed out guys doing all this crazy fun stuff in this arena. A good friend of mine was Laser on that, a very good friend of mine that was at my wedding. And but a doctor friend of mine, whose son is a friend of mine, who broke the high school football rushing record in Montana, which doesn't sound like much until you realize it's a pretty big football state. He went on to Harvard, and he played for Harvard, and he broke the Ivy League rushing record at Harvard, the Ivy League rushing record that had been held for 20 years. His father proposed to me. We were talking about the inordinate quantity of young men that had come out of that area and went on to become spectacular athletes. And he proposed to me the concept that that's the time that they started to use bovine steroids. They started to put high levels of testosterone into the cattle. Of course, if you grew up in Montana, a lot of the families were big meat eaters. And these young men growing up were actually getting high levels of testosterone out of their meat. And this is what led to them becoming extraordinary athletes. That is a theory, and it makes good sense if you knew the quantity of people that did that, especially the fact that in 1985, my alma mater, Montana State University, we took the state or the national championship in football, which is, you know, it's a small school that you just wouldn't expect that from, and it all kind of ties together. So that was the beginning of the hormone thing. It affected people. The problem is now we've got all this genetically engineered hormones that's causing all kinds of problems. And we've just got to be extremely careful and aware of this. And I will go back, if you just go online and say, hey, you know, type in, do a Google search, what's wrong with dairy and things like that. Watch some YouTube videos. I think it won't take you very long to understand where I'm coming from on that. I think you may find that the evidence is overwhelming, and it's probably not the best stuff to be putting in your body. Problem is, we all love it. We all love cheese. We all love it. There's pretty it's good stuff, right? So we have to be careful about all that. That's all I'm saying. Just pay attention. There's a lot of different things. Microwaves, you know, there was some, I had some information here a while ago I was going to go over about vaccines. There is, maybe I'll touch on that right now. Doing some research here a little bit ago. I was doing some research and there's like seven vaccinations, folks, are very interesting because the theory of vaccines sounds great, right? Inject a tiny bit of a live virus into your blood and then you'll build these antibodies and thus an immunity against the real deal later. And if that's all there was to it, it would actually work. Then there's the fear-mongering that's thoroughly inflamed and propagated by the press, pharmaceutical industry, and medical doctors of quack Western medicine, which is where the real money is made. If you get measles, you could die, they say. If you get polio, you'll surely be paralyzed for your life. If you get the Zika virus, your baby's head will be shrunken and deformed. Yet, what if you found out today that the worst odds you or your children have of being infected with a disease, disorder, or deformity exist in getting injected repeatedly with neurotoxins, genetically modified bacteria, live experimental strains of multiple viruses, and pesticides? Consider this. Not one single vaccine ever produced that is recommended by the CDC, that's the Center for Disease Control, the United States government today, listen, has ever been proven safe or effective. I'm going to repeat that again. Not one single vaccine ever produced that is being recommended by the CDC today has ever been proven safe or effective. Why? They don't have to prove it. All they have to do is scare the living blank out of you, out of everyone, using their propaganda, and it's been working for 75 years. They make you think you're the worst mother in the world if you won't vaccinate your children. Folks, there is SID, sudden infant death syndrome, this mysterious syndrome of children dying in their crib at night, always happens within a week or so after a vaccination. So many parents have watched autism set in. We are told, oh, that's a wives' tale. Well, geez, has a study ever been done on it? No, of course not. I will tell you, throughout history, whenever the government has gotten involved in science, it has unresoundingly always proven to be wrong later. They hung people. They burnt people at the stake for saying the earth was not the center of the universe. The concept that the earth has to be at the center of the universe is foolish. God creates a system. It's just like the nicest house in a city doesn't have to be the dead center home that all the city revolves around. It can be out in the suburbs. The nicest house of all might be out of town on the edge of a beautiful lake. Who knows, right? It doesn't have to be when God creates a system. Now, I did discuss a while ago the principle, which is now, oddly enough, science is starting to find that there is tons of evidence that the earth is hypothetically at the center of the universe. We've got the best seats in the house, but it doesn't mean that our earth itself, the whole universe revolves around the earth. But anyway, people died for that, okay? Just as an example, here's seven of what are, I think I've found are the seven most dangerous vaccines injected into humans without any proof of safety or efficacy. Gardasil HPV. They say many girls forget the fact that many girls who get the HPV vaccine beginning at age 9 for sexually transmitted diseases they don't have, go into immediate anaphylactic shock. Some go into comas and some die. So just think about the insane boatload of chemicals the manufacturers put in this concoction that belong nowhere in medicine ever, especially that which is injected directly into muscle tissue and that which can penetrate the bloodstream barrier. Remember to triple the amounts of these carcinogenic, dangerous, ludicrous chemical ingredients of Gardasil, because there are three of these toxic jabs required. Now, folks, something to think of, and I've got all this time. I just got all these. I don't want to give too much information on. I want you to think about vaccines. God made a system, okay? We have skin, the most important organ on the body. If your skin was removed, you'd die instantly. You are constantly barraged. And just a bizarre example. I was out this weekend kayaking in the dark with my wife on the Spokane River out by Coeur d'Alene Lake. Gorgeous, beautiful, beautiful night. Crystal clear water, smooth as glass. Just a wonderful, wonderful experience. And I have this very high power flashlight. I turn on the flashlight and I'm looking at some stuff to make sure I'm not running into things. And I point it up, and there's so much life going by that flashlight, insects, at just such a phenomenal rate. I mean, just flying by, like it looks, you know, like dust in the air. There's so many insects over that water at almost the microscopic level, but literally, it looks like thousands and thousands a second. And that, like I said to my wife, look at that. That's life. It's uncountable, unfathomable, insurmountable, unsurmisable. It's ridiculous. We are so surrounded with life. We live in a fluid. People don't realize the reason that if you go into outer space without a proper suit on, you explode the same way that a fish that swims deep in the ocean will explode if it comes too close to the surface, because we have at our level here where we live, 13 pounds per square inch of pressure from our liquid atmosphere. We live in a fluid. We live, we breathe, we absorb a fluid. That fluid is filled with life, okay? My point is this. That your skin, the organ, is continuously, constantly protecting you from attacks from this stuff. That's why it's so important if you get certain kinds of cuts. You keep yourself clean. You use hydrogen peroxide to clean it out. By the way, hydrogen peroxide, a lot of times doctors will say, be careful with it. It burns. It burns because it cauterizes, and it cauterizes because it kills dead organic tissue. Everybody should even have food-grade hydrogen peroxide around, which is very, it'll burn you if you're not careful with it. But you can do incredible things with it. People, you know, I mean, I won't get into that right now, but it has an extra oxygen molecule that basically breaks off and attacks dead organic material. Why? How? I don't know. Or non-fleshly material like bacteria. So anyway, your skin protects you constantly. Now, the way that a pathogen, a virus, is meant to be absorbed into the body is either through your mouth or your, even worst case scenario, your eyes or whatever. It goes into the body. It goes through your body. It has a job to do. It actually has a function. And what that function is that pathogen, virus or bacteria, goes to work, often reproducing itself or whatever it does. Okay? And the body knows how to handle it. When you get a vaccine, not only are they filled with poison, which is one aspect of the discussion, the other aspect of this discussion is the fact that if the virus is dead, it does not move through your body the same way. So when you inject it through your skin, it's not being ingested. If a dead virus was ingested orally, your body would pass it on. You'd never know you had it. When they inject a dead virus through your skin, which guess what? That could never happen naturally, right? And the problem now is most of these vaccines they're finding, the viruses really aren't truly dead. There's always live virus in there. There's all kinds of stuff. The sickest I've ever been in my life was when my dad got the flu shot the year that they were saying West Nile virus. And they literally were putting West Nile virus in It wasn't dead. He got so sick from that shot, and then I caught it. And I'm telling you, folks, I laid in bed and hallucinated for 2 days, babbling, I mean, out of control, bad, bad news. So you're not meant to ingest it this way. So what happens is you ingest a quote-unquote dead virus through a vaccination, an injection through your skin, and then it begins to free float through your body. What happens is if you have any inflammation at all, I don't care if it's a cut, I don't care. You could have a minor internal bleeding you don't even know about. You could have a bruise, anything. The dead virus pools up into that area. And then your white blood cells, your T cells, I'm sorry, that go out to identify a problem before sending out white blood cells and developing a solution for an infection, they go to an area where there's inflammation, bruising, bleeding, whatever, and they do an evaluation. And they say, okay, we've got this, that, and then, uh-oh, what's this? Well, this is obviously the DNA of a virus. And they actually, folks, what will happen, because it's dead, your T cells get confused. They will evaluate the dead virus along with your mammalian protein, because the two are bound together now because it's dead. They will create an antibody in many cases against your actual mammalian protein, against your body. This is hypothetically where we're getting so many of these autoimmune deficiency disorders from Crohn's. Now, Crohn's can be caused by this, but also Crohn's is caused often by food allergies. People will be allergic to gluten. And if you go to the modern medicine to get tested for this stuff, they're not looking for the right antigens, and I won't get into that. But I'm telling you, food allergies that just constantly agitate your stomach. Your stomach needs a cleanse now and then. You need to give it a break. That's why God recommended fasting. Fasting with fluid is a good way. Your body can let your stomach rest and it can go repair other parts of your body. And actually, when we go into a mild starvation, there's amazing hormones and reparative antibodies and things that get released that will literally fix things that normally don't get fixed. It's quite an interesting process they're finding. But what happens is this dead virus will mix with your mammalian protein and develop an antibody against yourself. So why do girls have autoimmune deficiency disorders on a 9-to-1 ratio to men? It's very simple. When they start to do these immunizations in young girls' bodies are always in a state of inflammation. They are developing their girl parts. They're developing their reproductive organs. And there's constantly blood flow. There's blood shedding. There's a lot of activity going on down there, even when girls are young. And so what happens is this dead virus will settle in there. Your body is looking, checking. Because typically what happens is if it's, seeing normal activity, it says, hey, this is normal. The way God created us is unbelievable. But it'll say this is normal. But the minute it starts to detect these unidentifiable viruses, which are dead and should not even be there, shouldn't be behaving this way, this is where they'll develop an autoimmune deficiency. I could get, there's a whole, not everybody gets it, but everybody pays a price at some level. I met a doctor and a pharmacist up at Glacier years back. We were in the gift shop. Two teenage boys were acting very autistic. I actually, for a moment, thought they were just playing around until I saw the dad say, hey, Stephen and Adam or whatever, calm down. And he sent them outside, and I started to talk to him. And they said, well, they have 5 kids. 3 have severe autism. The one guy was a pharmacist. The other was some kind of medical doctor. They had one child after the next, born completely healthy. Bam, they get autism. They put it together. It sets in every single time after their immunization. So on children number 4 and 5, they chose not to immunize. And guess what? Not a problem one occurred. Nothing. So they went around the United States and they began to speak out with a very strong medical and pharmaceutical background. Speak out against this immunization. And I'll tell you what, they said they hit resistance like you can't believe. The government tried to shut them down, tried to impose all kinds of stuff on them. They said it, they really drove the government nuts because they had all of the medical qualifications to be speaking. They said that was the government's first attempt to say you're not qualified in this area. Well, between the two of them, they're qualified perfectly. So they couldn't be shut down. But they literally said they would have speaking engagements that the government would shut down. And, again, I'm not going to get into the great detail of it, but it was a very difficult process. They are absolutely convinced resoundingly that vaccinations caused these issues with their children. And I believe them. And I've heard many, many stories exactly like that. It's not uncommon at all. So anyway, HPV virus, HPV vaccination for girls, I can get into it's got sodium borate at 35 micrograms, which is borax, the main poisonous ingredient in boric acid that's used to kill cockroaches. Is your little girl a cockroach? Is it a coincidence the side effects listed and reported by the Gardasil vaccine match the side effects of sodium borate poisoning? No, it's not a coincidence. Anything imported into the European Union that contains borax must carry a warning label that states may damage fertility and may damage unborn children. This is what America recommends for preteen and teenage girls who are just reaching the age of fertility. Unbelievable. Then the Gardasil HPV contains aluminum at 225 micrograms, which causes nerve cell death, helps the vaccine chemicals enter the brain. But don't forget the Gardasil HPV contains polysorbate 80 at 50 micrograms, which polysorbate 80 is used as an emulsifier in foods, but when it's injected into animals such as humans, it causes rapid, unnatural growth of reproductive organs, causing sterility, which is population control through vaccines, just as Bill Gates once said at a TED conference, would be ideal for reducing the world's population by a few billion. Polysorbate 80 is what causes the anaphylactic shock and also causes cancer and birth defects. While we're on that topic, sorry, but there's not enough time to talk about the sodium chloride at nearly 10 micrograms. Anthrax vaccines, BioThrax. The dreaded anthrax jab contains aluminum hydroxide, formaldehyde, yes, embalming fluid for the dead, benzethonium chloride. In 2009, a study published in the Journal of Inorganic Biochemistry stated that aluminum hydroxide could be the primary cause of Gulf War syndrome. Aluminum hydroxide causes apoptosis of motor neurons, leading to dementia. Go figure. Thousands of U.S. soldiers given the mandatory anthrax jab are still sick or have all died. It was never approved by the FDA, yet any soldier refusing it got dishonorably discharged, fined, and potential prison time. President Clinton Executive Order 13139 gave the Department of Defense permission to experiment on the U.S. military with the highly dangerous anthrax concoction. There's a group of men who didn't get Gulf War syndrome. And they were like, well, this is weird. So they went back and did some research. Lo and behold, they found that that group of men, large group, and we're talking like hundreds of men, something had happened and those men never got vaccinated. There was a glitch in the system and they never got vaccinated. Not one of them got Gulf War syndrome. And we could go down MMR2. The number three worst that I think under Appendix B listed on the Center for Disease Control website, you can find the ingredients for MMR2, the combination of vaccines that contain recombinant human albumin, RHA, sorbitol, which is, of course, a artificial sweetener, hydrolyzed gelatin, chick or egg embryo cell cultures, human diploid lung fibroblasts, and fetal bovine serum, among other certain preservatives and chemical adjuvants. On the ProQuad version, or MMRV, with varicella for chickenpox, they've added monosodium L-glutamate. I won't get into all this. So, and although measles is a respiratory disease accompanied by an uncomfortable rash and fever illness that anyone with a normal immune system can likely survive, the media scares the public into getting jabbed with all these neurotoxins. Sorbitol is a synthetic sweetener, as I said. It metabolizes very slowly and aggravates irritable bowel syndrome and all kinds of gastrointestinal issues. Fetal bovine cow serum is extracted from cow skin, and when it's injected, it causes connective tissue disorders, arthritis, and lupus. It also causes shortness of breath, low blood pressure, chest pain, skin reactions. Sodium chloride raises blood pressure and inhibits muscle contraction and growth. Human albumin is the protein portion of blood from pooled human venous plasma, and when injected, it causes fever, chills, hives, rash, headache, nausea, breathing difficulties, rapid heart rate. Injecting pooled blood can result in a loss of blood cell mass and cause immunodeficiency virus infection, or, you know, on and on. AIDS, cancer, hepatitis B, it goes on for drug addicts or whatever. I don't think you probably want that vaccine. Swine flu vaccine. I mean, this is a loaded nightmare hoax. Vaccine inactivated. Remember H1N1 virus propagated by the embryonated chicken eggs? The multi-dose vials contain over 24 micrograms of mercury per half a milliliter dose. The jab also contains antibiotics, polymyxin, and neomycin that annihilate good gut bacteria, which makes your immune system highly vulnerable to infection. Add in the fluid from chicken eggs, and you have one of the most experimental jabs ever created, and a hoax perpetuated by the World Health Organization, the GSK, and the CDC to profit in the billions. We all know about the polio vaccine. This psycho jab contains inactivated monkey kidney cells, newborn calf serum, embalming fluid, antibiotics, and bovine albumin. Salk, who created the vaccine, did not invent the cure for polio. He invented new strains of it by haphazardly combining several. Get the facts. Do your research. Polio was on a strict, stiff decline before the polio vaccine was ever introduced. It's scary, folks. This is a great way to control population, which they want to do. But it's not even an immediate death. It's a long... It creates a society of utter illness that we cannot control or contain. Fits into the Cloward and Piven strategy, which I may touch on today, which means to hang the physical health well-being on the back of the government to snap the financial well-being of the government, and then they come up with this conclusion that everybody will be on a universal income. If everybody gets sick, then what? And this is what we're doing. Influenza, the flu vaccine, the flu shot. Everybody's got to have it, right? Every year. It's called the flu laval shot. It contains 25 micrograms of mercury per jab. The EPA safety limit for drinking water is only 5 micrograms per year. Listen to me. The flu shot contains 25 micrograms of mercury per jab, the EPA safety limit for drinking water, 5 micrograms per year, which is, you know, 500 gallons or whatever it is, or whatever the number is. Just do the math. Then consider that shots bypass your digestion, breathing, and skin filters. Common flu jabs also contain formaldehyde and polysorbate 80, which I talked about earlier. Then there's this Rototech for the rotavirus. This stuff might be going over your head, but I think in a way you're getting it, right? 3 oral doses of this Merck-made horror story cost about $200 and are mandated for 4 million infants every year. Rotavirus vaccine contains 5 live strains, plus some fetal bovine serum and porcine Circa virus, a volatile and dangerous virus that infects pigs. Side effects of the Rototech: difficulty breathing, vomiting, and ear infection followed by bloody stool. Then the intestines get blocked and twisted, known as intussusception, which can be deadly and requires surgery on infants' intestines. Be sure and call your doctor right away if your child is getting these symptoms from Rototech. They could die, because basically the doctor knows. If a child has a blockage, they ask immediately, have they had a vaccine? Yes, surgery. This stuff, I hope I made my point. I really do. I'm telling you, so many of you probably already had vaccines your whole life. I am just begging you, if you have grandchildren or anything else, get the information. Get the information, okay? Go online, you know, natural, what was it? I can't even remember the name of the website where I got this. I always forget the name. Natural News, naturalnews.com. Just type in the 7 most dangerous vaccines or something like that. That's where I got that. It's pretty legit. It's there. And it's important to know. I mean, you got to admit, this is not the stuff that we are doing to ourselves now is absolutely terrible. It makes no sense at all that we're doing this to one another, in my opinion. I just can't even imagine that we're so foolish. And I think you'd probably agree. We're destroying what God made. So anyway, you're listening to True Wealth, your tangible assets advisor. I'm Kevin, the host. True Wealth, as always, is sponsored by Coins Plus in Spokane. Coins Plus is your full-service rare coin, precious metals, broker, dealer, depository service. We do constantly, without ceasing, always buy and sell all forms of rare coins and precious metals. Scrap gold, jewelry, diamonds, collections, estates. I've mentioned we will travel for sizable estates. We've got to know. Some people call and they want to say, oh, there's a lot there, there's a lot there. And we want to be specific. Oh, there's a lot there, there's a lot there. And they don't understand. I mean, we do need to know what's there, because what's a lot to one person isn't to another. And a lot of times you can have a huge quantity of stuff. There's all kinds of stuff that comes out from marketing companies that they sell through magazines and TV, and it's not, they're not real good coin collections. They're not good stuff. You know, the good stuff is the old good quality stuff that we sell into portfolios, the stuff that's going to grow and grow and grow and never stop. Demand is always there, folks, no matter where the market is. I know it's an odd thought process, but you got to really think about, you know, people are super comfortable with the paper markets, and it just makes no darn sense. It's absolutely crazy, you know. It doesn't make any sense at all. So I guess, let me see. I'll hit a few notes here and see what we got going on. We talked about the Bible last year. One thing I wanted to talk about real briefly is, and I may have already touched on this, Sessions, Trump's guy, he is putting a heavy, heavy toll on what we call civil asset forfeiture. And, it's, you know, Trump is showing some dissatisfaction with, Attorney General Sessions. And, when he recused himself from the Russia disorder, Trump is showing showing some dissatisfaction. Of course, the media gets all over that. But it is, you know, it is a sign of cowardice. This whole concept where they're constructing this mess, and what they're doing is basically setting up a scenario where they remove any safe protection that Trump would have around him. So they, you know, it's very methodical, it's very systematic, and it's technically brilliant. I think we lose sight of the ability that these people can systematically scheme and plan. So first they go after, I don't even remember the name of the guy that came forward to Trump and said, hey, you know, there's been some serious breaches of unmasking of names relating to the Obama administration. I mean, they were spying basically for, you know, it's kind of ironic how much dirt there is on Hillary and Obama, and yet the media refuses to look at it, absolutely denies, you know, it just refuses to take a look. And with Trump, they're concocting fallacies, complete fallacies. Today I heard Jared Kushner, or whatever his name is, Kushner, his son-in-law, come out and say, look, you know, this has been an absolute fallacy. It's a farce. These false accusations, and you get all these reporters that they want Trump taken down so bad. They're just positive, and they just can't accept the fact that people voted him into office. I mean, they voted him into office, which is that, you know, they want to say that Trump or the Russians stole the election, that people never voted, and they're basically insulting the intelligence of the people. The only thing that I think may be happening through this, people are getting so sick of it. A lot of people that I know that were Trump supporters are getting angry because the media is actually accomplishing the goal of building levels of doubt into their minds because they cannot report something positive. I mentioned last week that through a good friend, I'm familiar with the top 12 operators in Delta Force, have been effectively eliminating ISIS members, you know, like never before. They claim since Trump got in office to have been able to kill over 5,000 ISIS members without any publicity at all. And that's not an accident, folks. They cannot say anything good about Trump. We have been taken over by communist propaganda, Marxist propaganda methods and techniques at a level you can't even imagine, okay? I mean, this is, we are living in the heart of the hardest time and of one of the most extreme circumstances ever in this nation, the control of media. In fact, it's getting to such an extreme that people just are accepting all this. They're not seeing the threats. I watched this week a movie called The Circle with Tom Hanks and someone else. Not the best constructed movie I've ever seen. Apparently based on a novel and whatever. Cool concept. Really get you thinking. And essentially, you know, to simplify it, what it is, it sort of takes you to the future. And it takes you to this company called The Circle, which is kind of the Apple, Google, Microsoft of the world. And they combine all your accounts into one called the True You. So everything is combined into one account. I don't know how many of you today saw the news come out about people taking, microchips into their system or into their hands. This is apparently the new thing. And it's being completely accepted. We all know, don't we? We all know what the Bible tells us is coming. We all know about it. It's going on right now. And they say, oh, don't even worry about it. It's, you know, it's not a big deal. And, you know, they can't track you with it yet. So in August, a Wisconsin company is to become the first U.S. company to microchip its employees. Do you hear me? Pretty serious stuff, wouldn't you say? I mean, a concern, like lightly, right? We're there, folks. This stuff's happening. We've been talking about it for decades. It's happening. People are becoming open-minded about it. This company called Three Square Market will offer the technology to all employees during a chip party on August 1st. The program is optional, it says. Employees will be implanted with an RFID chip, allowing them to make purchases in their break room, micro market, open doors, log on to computers, use the copy machine, etc. the company said in a press release. Over 50 staff members are expected to be voluntarily chipped between the thumb and forefinger underneath the skin. The chip uses the name NFC, the same NFC chip technology used in credit cards. The company said there's no GPS tracking in the chips because the technology is similar to an office key card. Three Square Market builds and manages break room vending machine systems that utilize kiosks and software for purchases. And they say once you leave the company, the microchip is harmless and you don't have to worry about it. But if you really want it removed, they can remove it. And we know that basically the Bible, Bible prophecy talks about a microchip infection. It talks about your body reacting very negatively, very harshly to this microchip that's going to be implanted. You cannot tell me that if now it doesn't have a GPS tracking device, that someday it won't. We all know where we're going. So this movie, The Circle, which really gets you thinking, this company, which is kind of like a huge cult, creates, you know, everything is combined into one. And then they create these little cameras, these little balls like a marble. And these cameras stick anywhere you want. You can put them anywhere you want. They're cheap, right? And then they feed live information, but not just video. They have, at the point where they've got full facial recognition, they've got ambient temperatures, they've got wind speed, they've got everything. They've got recording, tracking, all in the cloud, you know, on and on and on we go. So what happens in this movie is everything begins, and you can get these little stickable marble-sized cameras for cheap, you know, less than $100 a piece or whatever it is. And they come in all kinds of colors, and you can have custom colors made, so they hide everywhere. You really can't discern they're there. So eventually, everywhere you go, these cameras exist. Everything you do, these cameras exist. Everything. I mean, to the point where a girl on the movie goes out at night, and she takes a kayak that doesn't belong to her, goes out into the middle of the San Francisco Bay and basically starts to drown. And guess what? Here comes a helicopter to save her. She works for the company of The Circle. She was opposed to it. Now all of a sudden she's for it because it saved her life. Because the cameras, everybody can watch anywhere all the time. It's there. So what it really gets you thinking is this is so easily where we're going because people watch live cam feeds all the time. And then they get to the point where people start to go into full transparency, where they basically decide they agree to live their entire life before the visibility of the watching audience with cameras everywhere they turn, cameras on themselves, and they show the stressful effect, et cetera, and so on. You can watch the movie. The problem is the movie isn't terrific. I mean, I like movies, and I like clean movies. I like action. I like things like that. I love sci-fi. They could have done better, in my opinion. There's things about it that are pretty cool. I think they could have taken it a little further and done a lot better with it. I was looking forward to it. But if you watch that or just do a little research, it's where we're going. You know, it's the eye in the sky. It's just the eye. It's the all-seeing eye. And it's really ironic when you go back to the Illuminati and on the top of the pyramid that's on our dollar bills, they've got that all-seeing eye and it's man taking the place of God. And the magic question you need to ask yourself is, when will God intervene? How far will he let us go? And in a number of situations, we know before the flood, we hit a maximum level of evil. He had to clean up and mop up. We know that other times in history, we've hit maximum levels of evil. But now we've got the technology to track everyone all the time, everywhere. You're already on cameras everywhere. What all we're waiting for is for camera technology to get to the point where everything runs on satellite, where there's no real batteries. It will, you know, folks, we have the technology with lithium batteries and even radioactive batteries that will run forever. We have, for better or worse, run from anything radioactive, anything nuclear, completely. We're terrified of it. Now, there's great things about it and terrible things about it. And historically, in some of the old writings of the in India, they have some big, you know, volume of books talking about the past and pre-flood stories. Really interestingly in depth about nuclear war and all kinds of stuff before the flood. And you think, well, how would they know? They're Indian, they're not Jewish. Well, you go back closer and closer to the events and you start to see people can access the truth. I mean, as you get closer to an event, you can find more people so that can witness what took place. And that's, I think, post-flood, what these guys, whoever it was that accumulated this information, did. And there's stories of spacecraft and all kinds of stuff, which always intrigues me. Anyway, the movie The Circle gets you thinking where we are going technologically. Privacy becomes an evil thing. The media wants to be in everybody's business all the time. Look what they're doing to the president. Look, they want to know every single thing. The problem is they have evil intentions. They don't respect privacy. And again, as I've said, what they're doing to our president and his family is beyond, above and beyond anything ever done before. It's sad how they have vilified Donald Trump. The people wanted him. He was the guy that could get it done. Some people are like, oh, any candidate would have beat Hillary. No, they wouldn't have, because all these other candidates play the political games. Trump didn't even know how to play. He didn't even have a clue how to play. So, you know, he won through unorthodox means completely. Boy, I'm out of time again. That is my forte, crazy as it is. I was going to cover, boy, I got a lot of things. Something to think about. Evolution. I think I mentioned, you know what, I don't have time to do this today. I was going to talk about the threats, the dangers of theistic evolution. I think the way we'll end the show today is basically just reminding you, regardless of market conditions, it's always, you know, you always want to adhere to biblical principles in your financial behavior. And the Bible's made it specifically clear how to preserve and protect your wealth. If you happen to have a 401k or IRA that you think is doing kind of okay, that is the most beautiful time to deal with it. And even though the market's inflated more than you're making and all that, I get it. But we've got a track record of maintaining value throughout all of history, almost like God knew what he was talking about, right? Nothing other than those assets that are biblically endorsed, authorized, and attributed as wealth have the ability or performance record that we're discussing. Real estate, you know, well, I've been down that just earlier in the show. Livestock, real estate, you know, precious metals, human beings, basically work energy, work power, human life, and then, of course, you know, precious stones. Anyway, those are the items you want. Real estate's good. When you, and so, but precious metals encompass it all. They're real money. God said this is money. When you buy precious metals, folks, you're not investing. We use that term just because it sounds good, but you are just securing your wealth in a permanent hard asset. I always say brick by brick, just brick. You don't have to, you know, be rich today. Just start building it brick by brick and don't quit. You know, that's a financial responsibility. Someday, depends on your age. Someday you're going to retire or whatever. Prepare yourself. Just build brick by brick by brick. A lot of people want to find that way to break out and do so well in life. Great. But in the meantime, just save what you can. Simplify your life. Be saving at least 10%. Be tithing. Trust in God. You know, when you buy metals-based assets, and we build terrific portfolios. I ended the show Friday explaining that I have been going through some of my own holdings. And I'm preparing them for investors because I inherited a bunch of stuff from my dad. I really want to keep, okay? and I can't afford to keep both. And so a lot of my long-term holdings, I'm putting in some really nice rolls, some awesome coins. There's some cool opportunities that exist right now. So you can give us a call, 444-0044, toll-free 877-TAP-COIN, or through the website at coinsplus.com. There's just a lot of really neat investment-grade stuff that we can put into a portfolio in addition to the bullion and semi-numismatic. Folks, we've been doing this a long time. We're good at it, and I'm telling you, we have ground it down to a science, even in our pricing. It's just nothing like these marketing companies out there. There's absolutely no one on any form of commission here, nothing like that. There's no wasted money, and we are literally chiseling stuff and selling it at prices that below dealer-to-dealer cost. I mean, we're just giving you the best products at the best prices that we can do. There's no risk. Stocks, bonds, and annuities can have and will fail. They always do. Every one of them ultimately fails over time. It's a paper promise from man promising a positive and prosperous future. Now, how does that make any sense in our global climate today? It just doesn't. You don't want to bet on man. There's no way it can sustain. It will blow. When? You tell me. Take the risk? No, don't do it. You want preservation quality items that just preserve wealth and save it. It's not a price-based thing. It's true wealth, immediately liquid, anonymous, and transportable, which has outperformed all other investments throughout all of history. It's the longest bull market in the financial history, and it's just beginning. It's continued on. So anyway, avoid ETFs. There's shortages in the metal. Avoid mining stocks. You know, I could go over all this. I don't have a lot of time again. But folks, trust me on this. Just do it. It's a simplistic mindset. It's a biblical simplicity. There's not a lot of thought. So thanks again for tuning in. I appreciate it. Give us a call. Like I said, 401ks and IRAs are cake. But any kind of investment, savings, whatever you got. Take care. God bless. I'll be back Wednesday. Bye-bye. Thanks.